Whatever happened to Eddie? Where'd he go? Seems like he was just here. Now, where's Billy and Bobby and Jackie and John? Jimmy, Paul, Vinny, Tom and Charlie and Richie? Where did they go? And where the fuck did Cameron come from? And Jordan and Justin and Shane and Parker? Tucker, Tyler, Taylor, Carter, Flynn, Blake and Cody? Who let these people in? Brett, Brent, Blair, Cassidy. Where are all these goofy names coming from? Say what you will about the national candidates in 1996, at least they had the decency to be named Bill, Bob, Al, and Jack. The popularity of first names is perishable. They pass in and out of favor. Occasionally, newspapers will print the most popular names given to babies that year, and they're never the same as years before. You don't run into many little girls named Bertha or Edith anymore. Nor are there a lot of Netties and Effies, Opals, Hopes, or Pearls floating around in the daycare center. Ditto Ethel, Nellie, Myrtle, Agatha, and Mabel. And how many expectant parents are praying for a girl so they can name her Blanche, Clara, Agnes, or Lottie? None. You know why? Because most of these women are in nursing homes. But thanks to the trendies, and the sheer passage of time, someday our substandard nursing homes will be filled with Ambers, Kaylas, Tiffany's, Caitlin's, Morgan's, Courtney's, Whitney's, Cheyenne's, Ashley's, Megan's, and Brittany's, and Heather's. And that's not to overlook Judy, Laurie, Susie, Debbie, Kelly, and Wendy, and any other name that can conceivably be spelled with a final I. There are even some girls whose names don't end in Y who can't resist the trend. Hi, my name is Margaret, but somehow I spell it with an I. There are women named Faith, Hope, Joy, and Prudence. Why not despair, guilt, rage, and grief? Seems only right. Tom, I'd like you to meet the girl of my dreams, Tragedy. She spells it with an I. I had an uncle who was embarrassed because he had a woman's name. We told him, don't worry, lots of men have women's names. Leslie, Marion, Chris, Dale, Lonnie. We tried to reassure him, but... old Uncle Margaret Mary. I guess he just couldn't handle it. I don't know why. Never bothered his wife, Turk. You know why hurricanes have names instead of numbers? To keep the killing personal. No one cares about a bunch of people killed by a number. 200 dead as number 3 slams ashore is not nearly as interesting a headline as Charlie kills 200. Death is much more satisfying and entertaining if you personalize it. Me? I'm still waiting for Hurricane Ed. Old Ed wouldn't hurt you, would he? Sounds kind of friendly. Hell no, we are not evacuating. Ed's coming. Guess the white guy. Odell, Tyrone, Tremaine, and Sparky. Guess the black girl. Kathy, Joan, Peggy, and Vondelicia. First names can even suggest how tough you are. Who would you want on your side in a bar fight? Arnold, Seymour, Jasper, and Percy? Or Nitro, Hacksaw, Rhino, and Skull? And guys, which women would you rather run into when you're out drinking? Lillian, Priscilla, and Judith? Or Trixie, Bubbles, and Candy? The Kennedy family changed William Kennedy Smith's first name in order to influence the outcome of his rape trial. They changed it from Willie to Will, because guys named Will hardly ever go to jail, while America's prisons are chock full of Willies. Will is all-American. Willie is... Well, just ask Michael Dukakis. He'll tell you about Mr. Horton.